Si usas la frase persona precavida vale por dos, the Colgate Total Active Prevention System is for you. Con una pasta dental reformulada, un cepillo de dientes innovador y un enjuague bucal antibacterial diseñados para trabajar juntos y ser 15 veces más eficaces al reducir el crecimiento de bacterias in just 6 weeks, starting from week one. Compared to a non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and flat trim toothbrush, helping you prevent oral health problems like cavities and gingivitis before they start. Cómpralo en shop.colgate.com/total and be dentist ready.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
For 14 years, investigators believed a 2-year-old girl found wrapped in a blanket near Gilgo Beach was murdered by the same man who had been dumping bodies along Ocean Parkway. She was wearing tiny gold hoop earrings when they found her, a rope necklace, no apparent trauma, just a toddler, discarded in the brush like she was nothing. They called her Baby Doe, her mother known only as Peaches because of a tattoo on her torso had been found dismembered in 1997. Additional remains turned up in 2011, not far from where the child lay. The assumption was obvious. Same killer, same stretch of coastline, same pattern of disposal. When Rex Hierman got arrested in 2023, everyone figured it was only a matter of time before Peaches and Baby Doe got on his tab. They were wrong. In December of 2025, police arrested Andrew Dykes, a 66-year-old man living near Tampa, Florida, and charged him with murdering both of them. Andrew Dykes was the child's father. His name was on the birth certificate. That's how they found him. The same DNA genealogy technology that identified the victims led investigators directly to the man who allegedly killed them. And here's where it gets uncomfortable. Dykes had been cooperating with the investigation. When police announced the identifications back in April of 25, they specifically noted that the father had been located and was assisting with inquiries. 7 months later, he was in handcuffs. So what does this mean for the Rex Heuermann case? It means the body count along that stretch of Long Island wasn't the work of one monster alone. It was a corridor of disposal for multiple predators. Yet it means Rex Heuermann, who is still facing trial for 7 murders, isn't responsible for every set of remains found in the Gilgo Beach investigation, just allegedly quite a few of them. It's an uncomfortable truth and reality that a lot of people who've been following this case for so many years are having a hard time stomaching. It is easier to think, we got our boogeyman. There he is. In all of his architecture glory. The architect from hell. Musted on everything. But in reality, he's just one of many monsters. But he's a monster that in 2026 may finally go to trial. And what's waiting in that courtroom is unlike anything New York has seen. The next major date is January 13th of 2026. That's the deadline for defense motions. After that, we're looking at a trial date being set. Possibly spring, possibly summer, but it's coming. The prosecution has already filed its statement of readiness. They've turned over a 723-page evidence inventory. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney has been signaling for months that they are ready to go. The defense wants delay. The court wants resolution. Something has to give here. Here's what's already been decided. Rex Heuermann will face one trial for all 7 murders. His defense team pushed hard for severance. They wanted up to 5 separate trials, arguing there was no consistent method connecting the killings. Different time frames, different locations, different levels of mutilation. The judge, didn't buy it. In September of 25, Judge Timothy Mazey ruled that the cases are, in legal terms, inextricably interwoven. One trial, 7 victims, 3 decades of alleged killing compressed into a single proceeding. The defense also tried twice to get the DNA evidence thrown out. This is critical because the DNA is what ties Heuermann to 6 of the 7 victims. Prosecutors used a technique called whole genome sequencing, which can extract usable genetic material from degraded samples like rootless hair. The testing was done by a California lab called Estera Forensics, and it has never been admitted in a New York criminal case before. Heuermann's attorney, Michael Brown, called it magic. Like you do when you're a defense attorney and you're trying to degrade anything that comes out that might be pretty damning to your client. Magic. The court called it admissible. Just because something hasn't been used in your courtroom before doesn't mean it's magic. It's like, go see the magician at the county fair. It's witchcraft. That ruling alone could reshape how cold cases are prosecuted in the state for years to come. A new precedent is being set. Just as it always is when new ways of examining technology come about. There's always going to be a first. It's not something they got in a Happy Meal in 1989 and said, look at this. This is going to tell us everything. They're not taking pool chlorine strips and going, this will be good for a murder trial. Magic. David Blaine isn't coming in and hiding DNA samples inside of oranges. This is real science from real labs with real data that points to one real person. or his family as well. I mean, the odds on this, like, pretty slim to nil that you have all of your family members' DNA on multiple burlap sacks on multiple victims. The odds of that, if it's not you, like, wow. Again, innocent until proven guilty, but that's what we're looking at. Even without the DNA, prosecutors have something else, something that might be even more damning. They have the planning document. Remember this. Found on a hard drive in Heuerman's basement, allegedly. It's what's called unallocated space, which means it has been deleted. Yeah. So this was a document that was on his computer. He pressed delete. The computer nerds, for lack of a better term, the forensic computer people who can go in there who know how to find that stuff. Because it can be fun. Just because you press delete doesn't mean the data is magically off your hard drive. It can be, it's basically telling your computer it can overwrite there when it's ready. And luckily, it didn't overwrite there yet. So what was there is there. And they found it. And in that Microsoft Word file, allegedly created back in 2000 and modified through 2002, the title HK2002-04, according to prosecutors, it's a manual for murder. The document is broken into categories: problems, supplies, body prep, post-event. Under problems, the first item listed is DNA. Under supplies, cutting tools, acid, tarps, hair nets. Under body prep, instructions to remove heads, hands, and identifying marks like tattoos. There are notes about rope, specifically that light rope broke under stress of being tightened, and heavier rope should be used for neck. In quotes, for neck. There are reminders to, quote, get sleep before hunt, because being, quote, too tired creates problems. He had to write this shit down. I know. It's like, it's just so absurd. It's so absurd. But it's like this, you're like, how do these people think? This is how they think. I mean, let me check my notes. Oh, good thing it says to get some sleep. I better hit the hay early. And according to court filings, the filings describing the document, there's a line about how more sleep and noise control equals more playtime. Playtime. That's the verbiage in the doc. The document also allegedly references specific pages from John Douglas's book, Mindhunter, the former FBI profiler who interviewed dozens of serial killers. Prosecutors believe Heuerman was using it as a textbook, learning from the masters, so to speak. And perhaps most significantly, the document lists Mill Road in Marionville as a potential dump site. It's also the same location where the partial remains of Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack were found. After discovering this document, investigators went back to Heuerman's house with infrared equipment. They found pushpin holes in the basement drop ceiling, adhesive residue on paneling, evidence prosecutors say that matches what the document describes. This is the thing that kept all seven cases in one trial. This is the prosecution's nuclear weapon, if you will. Let me walk you through the victims, because their names do matter. Sandra Costella. She was 28 years old, found stabbed in a wooded area of North Sea in November of 1993. For years, investigators thought she was killed by John Bitterloff, a local carpenter who was convicted of murdering two other women. DNA ruled him out, though. In June of 2024, Heuerman was charged with her murder. She's the earliest known victim, which means if prosecutors are right, Heuerman started killing in his 20s and didn't stop for nearly two decades. Valerie Mack, 24, her torso was found in Marionville in 2000. Additional remains, skull, hands, foot, were found near Gilgo Beach in 2011. Her right leg had been removed. It had a tattoo of her son's name on it. The planning document allegedly calls for removal of identifying marks before packaging the body for transportation. His words, or whosever words of who made the doc. Jessica Taylor, 20, disappeared from Manhattan in July 03. Her dismembered torso was found in Marionville. Weeks later, her arms and head severed. A tattoo on her body had been, in the words of the indictment, severely obliterated by a sharp object. Her skull and limbs weren't found until 2011 during the expanded Gilgo search. Maureen Brainerd Barnes, 25, a single mother from Connecticut who had gotten out of the S Work area, but went back to pay her mortgage after receiving an eviction notice. She was last seen July 9th of 07. Her body was found bound with three leather belts. According to prosecutors, DNA in one of those belts matched Hewerman's wife. Allegedly. Melissa Barthelemy, 24, disappeared in July of 09. But a week later, her teenage sister, Amanda, started receiving calls from Melissa's cell phone. The caller was male. He said things like, "Are you a whore like your sister?" This is what the phone calls were. The calls never lasted more than 90 seconds. Some were traced to the Madison Square Garden area. Megan Waterman, 22, last seen in June of 2010. Amberlynn Costello, 27, the last victim. She was picked up outside her house in West Babylon in September of 2010 after a client offered her $1,500 for an overnight out call. She was never seen alive again. All seven women were petite, all were in their 20s, all worked as escorts, and according to prosecutors, all were allegedly killed while Hewerman's wife and children were away on vacation. Speaking of the family, this is where things get genuinely strange. Hewerman's wife, Asa Elrup, divorced him after his arrest, but she still attends every court hearing. She publicly stated she doesn't believe he's guilty. The daughter, Victoria, attends with her, but Victoria has said she believes her father is most likely the Gilgo Beach serial killer. Same courtroom, same family, opposite conclusions. Their attorney, Robert Macedonio, put it simply, this has destroyed their lives. Now, separate from the prosecution's case, there are additional claims that have surfaced publicly. Attorney John Ray, who represents several victims' families, held a press conference in September of 24, presenting witness affidavits. Those have not been verified by law enforcement and are not part of the charges against Hewerman, but they're worth noting for context. According to one affidavit presented by Ray, a witness claims she attended what she described as a S party at Hewerman's house in February of 96. She says she brought another woman with her, a woman she now believes was Karen Vergata, another victim found near Gilgo Beach. The witness claims Elrup was home that night and told her that Hewerman had brought her from her country and that she was afraid of Rex. Again, these are unverified claims from a victim's family's attorney, not evidence presented by prosecutors. Elrup is not a suspect, but according to prosecutors, hair matching her DNA profile and that of her daughter was found on multiple victims. And again, if you're new to this case and you're going, well, what did they have to do with this? They lived in a hoarder house. And if you've ever, you know, you've probably seen a hoarder house before. It's not exactly spick and span clean. Hair, dust, kind of goes everywhere. And if you got burlap sacks sitting around, which it appears Rex had a couple of, it's not entirely crazy to think that their DNA material, hair, might end up on some of the burlap sacks sitting around the old man cave or wherever the hell it was. So does it place them as part of the actual crimes? It's not how it's being viewed here. Let's put it that way. Because I could see other cases where this would be looked at as, see, Look at the evidence. But there's not really a lot pointing to the family being involved, at least as of right now. And they are maintaining their innocence. And rightfully so. It's an odd family, without a doubt. If you watch the doc, if you've seen the interviews, if you've seen the interactions, I don't know what the hell's going on here. But odd doesn't mean that everyone is involved in a murder conspiracy. I mean, just think what it would take to be the daughter, the spouse of Rex Huerman for all those years and have no idea what's going on. It takes a special type of psychology. It takes a special type of mental gymnastics to make that work. And it appears these folks are great mental gymnasts. Again, not in any way insinuating that they had anything to do with it, but it may explain what a lot of us look at and go, that's odd. And it may just be that. Odd. Karen Vergata, by the way, has not been added to the charges against Huerman. Her legs were found floating near Fire Island in 96. Her skull was found at Tobe Beach in 2011. She was publicly identified in 2023. Prosecutors have acknowledged the investigation continues, but they haven't named Huerman as a suspect in that. Not yet, anyway. There's also the victim known as Asian Male Doe, a biological male found in women's clothing, killed by blunt force trauma, still unidentified, still no charges. The task force released updated composite sketches in late 24, but so far nothing. And there's Shannon Gilbert, the woman whose 2010 disappearance launched the search that uncovered everything. Her remains were found in a marsh near Oak Beach in December of 2011. Police ruled her death accidental, like drowning. Her family has never accepted that. In the same September 24 press release, attorney John Ray presented a witness who claimed she saw Gilbert with a man matching Huerman's description in 2009. And with the other witness claims Ray presented, this has not been independently verified and is not part of any charges as of right now. No connection between Huerman and Gilbert has been established by prosecutors, again, as of yet. So what does 2026 actually look like for this case? Well, I'll say this. If no more charges are added, we're probably going to trial. We just talked about two branches hanging over the fence here that look like they might need some trimming. Or they might just keep going forward. And maybe they'll get to those branches later. January brings the motion deadline. After that, we are likely looking at a trial date announcement. The prosecution says they are ready. The defense is stalling. The judge has shown little patience for delay. And if this goes to trial mid-year, expect it to last weeks, possibly longer. The evidence is voluminous. The victim count is high, and the defense is going to fight every piece of DNA, every digital forensic finding, every inference drawn from that planning document. There could be additional charges. Like we said, Karen Vergata is still out there. Legally speaking, if investigators find what they need, Huerman's count could go to 8. The Suffolk County DA's office has formed a cold case task force examining hundreds of unsolved murders and disappearances dating back to 1965. An army of investigators, in Tierney's words, pursuing every lead. And there's still the question of what else was on those devices. Police seized more than 350 electronic items from Huerman's home and storage unit. I know, it does seem like a high number for one architect man to have. 58 hard drives, 27 computers, 46 cell phones, 50 hotel key cards. They found images depicting violent sexual acts. They found newspapers and magazines about the Gilgo killings. They found that planning document. What else is there? We don't fully know yet. Huerman has pled not guilty to all charges. He's been held without bail at the Riverhead Correctional Facility since July of 23. His attorney says there will be no plea deal. Huerman reportedly is anxious to get to trial. For 15 years, Long Island lived with the knowledge that someone was out there. The beaches, the parkways, the scrub brush along Ocean Parkway. All of it shadowed by the question that wouldn't go away. Who was doing this? Who was hunting these women? Who was wrapping their bodies in burlap and leaving them in the weeds like discarded construction materials? Now there's a name, a face, a house in Massapequa Park that sat there for decades, unremarkable, while according to prosecutors, its basement allegedly served as a site for murder. And there's a Word document allegedly written by an architect who approached murder the same way he approached building plans. Methodical, documented, refined over time. Rex Huerman says he didn't do it. His daughter thinks he did. His ex-wife sits in the gallery, still refusing to believe. 2026 is the year the speculation ends and the evidence speaks. Hopefully. Whatever the jury decides, the families of seven women will finally get their day. After all this time, after the false starts and the bureaucratic failures and years of nothing, someone is going to have to answer for what happened along that stretch of coastline. The only question left is whether the answer will be guilty. Tell me what you think in the comments section on YouTube. Do you think we're getting to trial in 2026, or do you think we're going to get more charges or more delay? Delay doesn't necessarily mean more charges. But that judge does want this show to get on the road. And more importantly, the bigger picture, did he do it? The evidence is damning. It really is. Or, in the words of Huerman's attorney, it's magic. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. And please do press subscribe while you are there. We're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. It looks like we're probably actually going to do it. We might make it before Christmas. We're probably going to, which, my God, thank you guys so much. I'm shocked by it. I thought, well, maybe early January. I think we're going to hit it, but with your help. We're not there yet, so I don't want to count the chickens before they hatch. So please, if you've not done so already, if you like what we're doing, hit subscribe on YouTube so you can follow us and you won't miss any of our reporting on this and the many cases we cover for you right here. Apple Podcasts is another place where if you want to show some support, please do press subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. So many people find us there in the podcast ecosystem. That's where like 80 to 90% of the listens come from. So a few kind words there on Apple Podcasts go a long way in letting other folks know that we exist and that you appreciate our reporting. So thank you so much for doing that if you have a few moments. All right. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills, and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.